Okay, let's giving a warning this week. Everyone has to hold on to the expressions. So this is it. Hold on to your couples. We're going to go very fast. Okay, in Cheshbon, we're going to tackle three cases in the space, hopefully, of quarter of an hour, 20 minutes. Right. And very similar, but they're going to be different.
What about the one from last week?
We're going a bit of Chazorah and explaining. First case we had was Reuven and Shimon ordering from the wholesaler kilos of meat. Reuven says 45 kilos, Shimon says 35 kilos, both retailers ordering meat from the same wholesaler. The wholesaler delivered it through his delivery boy, and Shimon received, expecting to receive 35 kilos, so he assumed it was 35 kilos, didn't check it, and lo and behold, he had a customer just a few minutes after receiving the meat that says, "You know what, I want to make a big order, is it possible? How much do you want? 35 kilos. You know you're so lucky. I just received 35 kilos of meat. Here, let's go. I've sold it for you to 35 kilos of meat straight to you." Phone call a few minutes, an hour or two later. But there's been a mistake. We didn't deliver 35 kilos. We delivered 45 kilos to you. We mixed up Reuben and Shimon. Shimon, you didn't get 35, you got 45. Can you turn the meat, the extra 10 kilos, or pay the difference? He says, neither. I thought I received 35. I sold it on 35. I didn't sell it on as 45. I don't know who I sold it on to. So therefore, what can I do? You want to claim? I didn't get any benefit from this. But you're mazik. You gave it to somebody who consumed it. You are a mazik. You have to pay for that 10 kilos. That was the claim in basic. So we saw and said you wanted to be posted the claim from the Shulchan Aruch and the smile like this. Ha'omer lachaver. Somebody says to his friends, Shovikli shaploni amnashatapota. Take hold of, not my chair. Don't take my chair. Go take his chair and break it. And don't worry, I will release you from any claims of damages if you break his kli. The Shovru, and he said, okay, I'm going to break it. Ha'izachayv, he has to pay for the damages of the chair. Baba Bi shows who chayv the shalem, even though he's obviously chayv, the one who broke it, he's chayv to pay for breaking the kli. Ha'izah, ha'omalo, shut the mob, and the one who told him to do it is obviously gets a chelik, a portion of the veira which goes through. The Rosha, who is a Rosha, says the Sma, chayv, the one that broke his chair. Kimon Shiyodea Hamash Meshukhaber. He broke it, he's chayv, because he knew that it wasn't the one who's telling him to break it, wasn't the owner. He knew it was somebody else. So what does he think? He can think that somebody can tell you to go and break somebody else's chair, that you're going to be released because of what his words. Is he? He has to be a bit dumb to think like that. He is negligent, definitely a mazik, and he has to pay. Says the Minchas Batzim that we see from the smart that he's only chayiv if he breaks the chair, because he knew that it was somebody else's chair. But if he thought the one who was telling him was the owner and saying, "This is my chair, please break it and you're released from damages," and you do it and you find out it wasn't his chair that you were told, then you are Taka Potter. You don't have to pay. So we see from here that even although 2 weeks ago we said, if the owner himself says, "Go ahead, damage me," he sells you an item and he says, "You're the buyer, it's yours, go ahead and use it like a buyer," even though it ends up being, "It wasn't yours, but I told you that this is yours, and therefore write the name in the sefer," we said, even though you have damaged something that's not yours, you are released because the owner himself told you to do it. Says the Minchas Basim, we extend that even when it's not the owner who tells you to break the item, that ends up being somebody else, says, who looks like the owner, who looks like he's got authority to sell you, this is why I can break it, he tells you to do it, and you follow the food instructions, you're also released. Not only when he's the real owner, but even if he looks like the owner, and you break it on his words, you also release some damages. So here also, the delivery boy wasn't told to deliver you 45 kilos. The extra 10 kilos, he didn't tell you to deliver the meat. And he made the mistake and delivered those extra 10 kilos to you. And you went ahead and acted in a normal way of treating it as if that's what you have, it's yours, and what's it you're supposed to do for a retailer, sell it on. So you treated the meat as it was yours and sold it on, which in the end of day was called damaging it. But who told me? Not the owner. But the delivery guy thought this was the owner. This is what he was suggesting to do. And therefore, I'm also released. So therefore, we held in the first case that he sold the extra 10 kilos of meat, he's also released from paying for the damages, because even though it was the owner, there's somebody who represents the owner, and therefore I have no reason, and I acted like I normally would act when I receive meat which I expect I'm buying, it's just to sell it on, and therefore you also not hired for liability of damages and such. That's the conclusion we came from that case. Then we came to the next case, which was the talk of town, he told me. The case happened a few years ago. At the time, it was a big discussion amongst the diet. Let me remind you of the case. A woman phones up a locksmith. He says, look, it's raining outside over here, and I'm outside with my children in the streets. My husband is out of the country. I've left my keys in the house. Can you please come and open up my house so I can get in? Locksmith said, of course, I'll drop things right away. A woman distress. Of course I'm going to do this mitzvah. He runs over. He does his work in a proper professional manner. He opens the door and he lets the woman in, and she thanks him and pays him for his good work, and he leaves his calling card on the desk. If you ever need me, call me. Well, the owner of the house came back from his trip abroad. He came in and saw the doors open, broken. The house had been cleaned out. He was a diamond dealer. He's lost $1.5 million. Where has it gone? He sees a calling card on the table. He phones up the locksmith. He says, what's happened over there? What? How did your calling card get over there? He hears the story and he says, you are Ganef. You are partner in the Ganeva. You broke into my house and my house is cleaned out. I'm now calling you to a basin. You owe me $1.5 million. Do we say that let's just talk about the first thing. Let's talk about the door. The door's broken. Who broke the door? Who broke the door? The locksmith broke the door. First claim. Let's hold the $1.5 million claim for later. You broke my door. Paid for the door. Paid for the door. Hey. Says the locksmith, I was told by somebody who said, Rep said, I'm the owner of this house. That's what she said. This is my door, go ahead and break it. So we just learned, what did we just learn? Somebody who pretends to be the owner, but's not the owner, and I think he's the owner, and he said, go ahead and break it. What's the halak if I go and break it in that case? Am I liable for damages or not? What did we just learn? Everyone should tell me straight away, what did we just learn? Your butter! So release the damages on the door. Yeah? So Colts are getting another half to pay $1.5 million, isn't it? Just the door! Yeah? So, now we're going to see the Nesivus HaMishnas. He says like this. A very hard Nesivus HaMishnas to understand. Very hard. But, maybe we'll try and understand it. Number two. Hine,
im hoya munach chepet shal Reuven eitzel Shimon. Reuven has a gold watch, and he deposited it by Shimon to look after. But Tsar Reuven, and then a few months later, Reuven made a mistake. The Sava Shushal Shimon, he thinks that gold watch, which is by Shimon's house, he thinks it actually belongs to Shimon. The owner, Reuven, the owner of the gold watch, thinks his own watch, which is being looked off by Shimon, he thinks it's Shimon. Behold, then there's Shimon Shalom. He goes to him and says, no, this gold watch of here, this is yours. It's your watch, your gold watch, you know, Shimon. So Shimon says, oh, it's my watch, okay. I'm going to give a present to a goy. He's going to give me lots of favors later on. He's going to like this present. I'm going to give him, this is my gold watch, of course. The Reuven just told me it's my gold watch. I'm going to take this gold watch and give it to the goy as a present.
Are we talking about a case where Shimon also believes it's his
watch? Yes, yes. The chai, what's the halacha, says the receivers. The chayiv Shimon the Shalem. Ends up being Reuven says, oh, I made a mistake here. Oh, I just remembered that. It's my gold watch. Can I have it back? Well, I'm ready to give it to the boy. What do you mean? You give it to the boy, that's my gold watch. You damage it. You have to pay for me. Yes, says the Nasibus. Shimon has to pay for that gold watch. Says the Nasibus, why? Do you say, Yeshlo Odom Liza He? Shlo Yazik, Mishlo Yuzak. A person has to be more careful that he doesn't damage, that he then suddenly gets damaged. A person has to be more careful to not cause damage to somebody else than to protect himself from being damaged. So therefore, the one who's more negligent over here is Shimon, who's actually doing the damage, than Reuven is in protecting himself from damage. And therefore, since Shimon's more negligent, he has to pay. And therefore, Mali Shahatos Hoysaite Afog Ali Tebates. And therefore, says the Sivas, what's the difference is somebody else told you to damage it, where of course you're going to be chayiv. And if even the owner tells you to damage, then of course you're also going to be chayiv. What's the difference? So what do we see from this Sivas? The Sivas is saying, not only if somebody else tells you to damage an item which wasn't his, and you thought it was his, and you tell him to damage it, then of course you're chayiv. But even if the owner himself, the real owner, says, go ahead and damage it, and you damage it based on the real owner telling you to damage, you're also chayiv.
Then against the Shulchan Aruch?
You're also chayiv in such a case. Yeah? So, we see that, what should I? We see that he's definitely going against the Sma. The Sma's interpretation of the first Shulchan Aruch. The Sma says, if somebody pretended or represented the owner when he wasn't really the owner, and he said damage it, then you're released. That's what the Sma says. Even though he's not the real owner. Because you have, yeah, he said he was the owner. Says the receivers, that if somebody represents the owner and says damage it, they're for sure you're chayiv, even though you thought he was the owner. Not only that, even if the real owner told you to damage, you're also going to be chayiv. Because Yosef also had to be protect himself from damaging, then protect himself from being damaged. So, if so, if there's an receivers, come back to our carpenter case, to our locksmith case. And the locksmith, hey, he said, you know, suddenly this woman said that she's the owner of the house and said to be damaged the door. I listen to her, I'm released because the smart says if you don't know, you're released, even if you're not the owner. Says, but it's a Nasivus. Nasivus says that even if you are the owner, and of course again, if you're not the owner, and you are being told to damage the house from that person who is the owner, and of course again, if he's not the owner, and you think he's the owner, and you damage it, you're going to be crying. So we see that Nasivus is arguing on the smart.
Nasivus is talking about Mazik. But if you have your clothing is the string attached together, you need to cut it. Say, please cut the string, damage the string, which fixes my jacket, that's both helping me. So I'm stuck out of my house, it damaged my door so I could get into the house, that's both helping, that's called mazik.
You thought you were helping, but what actually did you do?
Okay, that's actuality. He's just talking about a case where you know you think you're being mocked.
No, you don't think you're being mocked. I'm giving a present to a guy. Why? Because I'm the owner of this. Because this guy taught me I'm the owner of this gold watch. I gave it to him. I'm not damaging my gold watch. Forget it, I'm giving him the gold watch. Because I know this guy is inside the area and I want to do big building plans and not have problems. So I give him the old gold watch. Yeah. I'm not giving him presents. Also to give presents. I'll give you a shulchan. This is not so bad. Of course, I'm joking. For anyone who's listening.
The answer to the Nesivus' question, Mali Shehit, it is different because we learned that if the Nizak is contributing to the Hezek, the Mazak is Potter.
That's only contributing to the actual damage which was caused. But if he. Now, everyone understands what matzahs are. It's a good question, and therefore I have to answer it. Yes? Some questions I don't need to answer, but ones I need to answer because they're good questions. Yeah. What is matzahs asking? He said, we learnt at the beginning of Hilchos Mazik from the Gemara that says that somebody puts in the middle of the Shulchan Rabbim his kelim. Yes? And because of that, so I was walking along, and I tripped, oh, I bumped and smashed the kelim. Says the Gemara, you're potter. You're mazik, and you're, even if you're owner, you're chayev. No, because the nizik contributed to the damage. Why did damage happen? Because he put it there. That's why damage happens. So over here, which is the Sivus seems to be arguing on that yisoda. Why did this gold watch get damaged? Because the owner helped the damage. He contributed to the actual damage. Can anybody think, as an answer to Matt's question, why it's not comparable to the case of the Gemara, and therefore the Nesivus is not arguing on the Gemara?
Because the owner is chayev as well. Is that what you're saying?
You don't pay because the owner was involved contributing to the actual damage in itself. Because he put it there.
He actually put it there. Right, here it's just words.
It's words. Yeah, he just told him.
Ah, very good. Everyone's very good. Yes? Great question, good answers. The case of the Gemara is this damage, actual damage was caused by a positive action of the owner with a positive action of the damager, and together they created action. I put it over here, you came along and smashed it, so together it was two positive actions which created the broken keli. So therefore we say there is a contribution of the owner, and therefore you're released. Over here, the owner over here says, I'm not actually putting it in a dangerous place, I'm not doing anything, I'm just saying words that, this is yours, so I didn't do anything positive to actual gold watch in this case, to actually be involved in actual damage. The whole damage was done by you, I just caused that whole damage to be done. Causing the whole damage to be done, the owner causing the whole damage to be done to his property, and causing it, that's what called, he's enough of a partner to release the one who did the whole damage. But if the whole damage was done by an actual partnership of the two parties, then you're this. Yeah, like you both said. Okay. So now we have a machlokus. Yes, we've got a machlokus between the Nesivus and the Sma. Whether if somebody representing the owner, saying, I'm the owner, go ahead and damage it. If, when you go ahead and damage it, are you released or not? Smashes, you are released. The Sivus says you're not released, and because he says even if you're the owner, you're not released. Yeah.
They're the same circumstances. Isn't there a situation where you can expect somebody to have more responsibility in some circumstances than the other? For example, if you go to someone's house and you see a book and say, can I borrow that book? You wouldn't think for a minute, and he says, yeah, take it, you can borrow it, sure. You wouldn't think that that's not his book. On the other hand, if you take your book and lend it to him, and he knows he's borrowed it from you, he has no reason to ever think it's his book. Even if you forget.
Yeah, but you also forgot.
Okay,
yeah.
But the point is that the person themselves has their responsibility.
So it's like a book that's on this table, and Reuben and Shimon are coming along and saying, Reuben says, this is your book. Oh, thank you. Yeah, you're right, it's in my house. And, I have a gold watch like that as well. Yeah, it's also my gold watch as well. Yeah.
That's crazy. That wasn't the circumstances.
That also includes that circumstances. There's no limitation to that circumstances. Yeah. But you're on the right line, so I'm not going to shout at you at this point.
At this stage.
Okay. So we got machlokas. What do we do in machlokas? Some of everyone knows what we do in machlokas in Choshen Mishma. What should be the halacha? Do you have to pay for the extra 10 kilo? Does the locksmith have to pay for breaking the door? We say it's a machlokas. Sma says no. Nisiva says, yeah, what would be the machlokas? What would be the answer? In the machlokas and mamonos, we have a concept which is used the whole time, hamotzi, and therefore, in both cases, the locksmith should be released, okay? And the retailer of the butcher would also be released, okay? Even though they're the machlokas. Okay? So let's now move on to our third case. And here we get interesting.
So the $1.5 million is no.
So if you're released on that shador, yeah, then it should be released also on the contents as well. Yeah.
Is that how the base been passed?
Let's move to the third case.
Okay. But even though we are
all interlinked, till we get to the last case, we don't have the answer to any of the cases. But that's where we're holding at the moment.
We're holding right negligent. Now.
It'll be a question of who's negligent. Or isn't there such a concept?
Where we're holding right now, if the locksmith had made a partial payment before going to Beis Din, then that payment would stay.
Yes. Yes, yes. Okay. Let's move to our next case. The Kabbalan case, I'll call it. Okay. Reuben's looking to buy an apartment. He's fresh off the boat from America. And he's here. Mr. Tavuch, can you show me an apartment? Mr. Wolf says, yeah, I've got apartments in this building. There's two apartments here. One's for rent, one's to buy. What do you want to do? Buy or rent? Oh, I want to buy. Okay, I'll show you the one to buy in this building. Okay. So, he shows him the apartment. He likes it. He likes it. And he says, look, I want to buy it. Can you set up the meeting with the lawyers? And you're going to sign contracts. Yes, so they went to the lawyer's office. It's all in the writ, everything. Yeah, this is the... You read it, the lawyer. Yeah, you read it. Is it good? Yeah, it has... You're covered. You've got all the clauses. Even got some of the halakhic clauses which you need for contracts. Because I work with Rabbi Solomon as well. And we've worked out this. This contract is a very good contract. Yeah, covered. I love this thing. Secondly, very good. Okay. So, they sign contracts. And he said, well, now, let's get to work. Let's call in the Kaplan. We're going to rip the place to parts. We're going to build it anew because, there's Israeli apartments. I'm American and we have different ways of looking at things. So let's rip everything out, put everything in. And that's what they're involved in. So the Kaplan gets to work, rips everything out, and now he's involved in the pipes and the electricity, and suddenly there's a knock on the door. A knock on the door, and somebody walks in. Who walks in? Mr. Shimon! Mr. Shimon opens the door and says, what's going on over here? This is my apartment. What are you doing to my apartment? What do you mean it's your apartment? Reuven bought it. He told me to shifotzim over here. What do you mean? It's nothing to do with Reuven. This is my apartment. What happens? The agent had two apartments that he was looking after. One for rent and one for sale. By mistake, the agent muddled things up. He didn't show the one, he thought he was selling the one for sale, but he was showing the one which was for rent, not for sale. So when Reuven came in, he liked the apartment, he said he wanted to buy, he went to sign a contract with the owner of the one who was selling the one, but that was downstairs one that he bought. He didn't really buy, according to the contract, the upstairs one. He thought he did, because that's the one he was showing. So, he ripped out, not him literally, but the Kaplan ripped out everything in the apartment that wasn't his. It was in the end of the day. It was Shimon's apartment. And now we're in Beis Din. Shimon is taking Reuven and the Kaplan. And he's saying, you mazik me, Mr. Kaplan. If you're not going to pay, I'll go after him. But you're the one who damaged me. You ripped everything out. You owe me hundreds of thousands of shekels. I want you to turn it to normal or fix it up. to nice. I don't mind him putting in the nice stuff afterwards, but I'm not going to pay for anything. You have to either return it to its original state, which is okay with me, or put all the new stuff in, but I'm not paying anything. You are making a tzvi against you, Mr. Kablan. Mr. Kablan says, hey!
Came back too early.
Right. Mr. Kablan says, hey, this guy said he's the owner, yeah? And he told me to do this job? And Ruben said, you know, I was told this is the apartment which I bought by the agent. The agent told me that this is the apartment I bought. We're not liable. You know why? Why we're not liable? You know why? Because we got a smart. The smart, somebody who pretends to be the owner, think he's the owner, tells me he's the owner, says, go ahead, this is yours, I'm giving it to you, I'm sending it to you. And do it, and then you can do what you like, same as normal thing when you buy things. So therefore we worked on the basis of the smart that we can now to do this. And so even though it wasn't, on the day, his apartment, and we damaged it, but we're still released because of the smart. Okay, if there's a same as you can't get money from me, I'm not...
Here's a contract. There's a contract here that he missed. Was negligent in not reading.
Well, what did the contract actually say? Was
it said the one he was supposed to get.
It's a sale contract.
It was a sale contract.
He bought it, the downstairs apartment.
And
the
cheaper
the
TV
one he didn't
one.
Want.
He didn't look at the number.
He didn't look at the contract.
The contract was for a different apartment.
Yes,
he moved
in the same building. Same building. So instead of apartment number 6, it was apartment number 4. And he liked the 6th one. He thought he was buying the 6th one. And he bought the number 4 one.
And the contract said
he didn't read the contract.
Right, he's fired.
He's clearly negligent.
So he said...
No. Yeah, so the contract. His lawyers are fired, but he was saying it's him and his lawyers that are
He's responsible for either read the contract or have someone who understands.
So how is it written in the contract? How is the apartment... written in the contract.
The address.
No, who's the
name? No, doesn't say, doesn't say the number of the apartments in the contract.
I think it does.
It says the Gush, the Helka,
Tatzelka. No one
knows
what that is.
No one!
It has to tell you what apartment it is, though.
It does. The Gush, Helka, and Tatzelka tell you exactly what the apartments are. But I'm, as a layman, I'm not a lawyer. What does that mean? Yeah, why? It's the same street as this.
But he had lawyers there.
Yeah, they said this is the apartment. They don't know which one you saw. Who's the one who made him believe he was buying this?
The agent!
So therefore, this guy, the agent, says, look, this is the apartment which you're getting. Yeah, buy it. Yeah? End up being you were misled by the agent. So I got the smart again. The receivers haven't got the smart that releases me. The guy says that this is entitled to have this apartment. I'm sending it to you. Okay, so therefore I'm still released because I got the smart. Okay, the receivers. I'm also looking at this.
This buyer is not like the locksmith. The locksmith had no reasonable way to know that he's being misled. This buyer had a reasonable way. He didn't get the right lawyers, didn't put the right efforts, the right checks and balances, but there was paperwork, legal papers for him to have determined whose it was and whose it wasn't.
Definitely. Don't agree with that.
Given
the locksmith's job is to make sure he's doing the right job.
The locksmith is that.
The locksmith's whole job is to make sure he's doing the right job.
Well, yeah, see, it wasn't standard operating procedure. When you lock out of your car, the locksmith.
He's the professional here, the buyer's of the. He buys a layman. The professional must have more responsibility than the layman.
Oh, of course. That's coming from a professional. Eric, when you go into electricity work, do you ask them, are you the owner of the apartment?
Yes. And you ask,
do you ask them, can you show me your contract, whether you are
you
exact,
this fact,
the size of holes of this apartment?
It depends what changes I'm making. If I'm doing something which is just requirements of safety, then I want to do it anyway, so I'm prepared to take it on myself.
Oh.
But if I'm making major changes...
Eric knows about all these things.
If I'm making major changes, it's a different problem. I tell them to go to somewhere else.
Okay. So we got three great cases. Very similar. You got the delivery boy delivering the meat. You got the locksmith opening up the door based on this woman saying, this is my apartment. And you've got... the Kablan and the buyer called Ruben doing ship in the apartment, they think it's theirs because the agent said this is yours. Yeah. And therefore, look how it's all the same. It's the smart and the receiver. Smart says you're going to be butter, the receiver says you're going to be climb, and therefore, in all three cases, you're going to be released. Yeah? That's what should come out. Correct in my analysis of where we're holding at the moment. Correct? No. Okay. So now we're going to see number three. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Siman Shin Samach Aleph, said something which can be interpreted in two ways, and we're going to see how it means. It's like this: in Bar Acha, the not Numa Beis Gazim, somebody else comes and takes the objects from the house of the Gazim. The Gazim stole the gold watch. Somebody else, Reuven, came into the Gazim's house and took the gold watch. Shlomo Ratzono, without the consent of the Gazim.
The victim that took it back?
No. Somebody else. Reuven, who's not the owner of the gold watch, came to the Gazim who stole the watch and took it from the Gazim's house. The halacha is ki ilu not the base of Alim, that Reuven is no better than the actual Gazim. He's also a Gazim. In Yitzhak HaNigzel Govah Mirishon HaMashani, the halacha is the real owner of the gold watch can either go to the guy who stole it from him or the guy who stole it from the Gazim. He can go to either one. Oh, in Yitzhak Yivah Chatzvizeh, you can go half to you, whatever. The owner of the gold watch has got his choices to go to get retrieve his money.
Well, does he know that the guy that's taking it from the Gaza, does he know that it's stolen?
No, he's also
a Gazan. Yeah, he took it Shalom Miratzono without the permission. Yeah, he was a Gazan.
He's a Ganif's Ganif.
He was a Ganif from the Ganif, he was a Gazan from the Gazan. If ever, we've got two Gazan on him here. The owner of the real gold watch can go to him. Says the Chavistas. Now, who's the Chavistas?
The
Nesivis. Chavistas is the Nesivis. Now. What would you expect before reading it inside? What would you expect the Nesivus? Chavistas and Nesivus, same person, yeah? What would you expect him to say? And in the case where you didn't know, you weren't stealing it, you went into the Gazan's house and said, "Oh, that's a nice gold watch, Mr. Gazan. Can I buy it from all? Or can you give me a present because I'll do you favors?" And the Gazan said, Yeah, go ahead, take the gold watch. What would you suggest then? Would the guy who took that gold watch be then liable or not?
No.
According to Nesivus. According to the Nesivus.
It doesn't matter anybody. It's not in a Doma.
According to the Nesivus.
It doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter because it does belong to the Gazan. If he gives you a Matana, he was Konet.
It's before years, not Konet. Definitely it doesn't belong to the Gazan.
It's not before years, like Zela.
There's no year. Yes, it doesn't belong to Gazan. Why? Because he can get his money back.
You want to say, but it's a different situation.
If he's giving me the watch, it's the Gazan's watch and he gave it to me
personally. The Gazan's watch. It's definitely not the Gazan's watch. Before years,
it's
definitely not the Gazan's watch. He's stolen it and he's got a key of Hashoba of that actual gold watch. The gold watch.
Gazan, the scenery is just right there.
It's how the halacha calls. It's Eina Shalom. Okay. It's Eina Shalom. It's got the Gazan's. And the Gazan says, even though it's not mine, but hey, go ahead and take it.
I don't think that's the issue.
Even though it's not his, he says, go ahead and take it. What do you think the Nesivus will say in such a case? Okay, so let's read the Chavistas and the Nesivus inside. Vinyan Stati number 4. There. Daha b'choshem mishpat shimon sin samach aleph. That Shin Samav says that the guy who took the gold watch, the second guy who took the gold watch, he's also liable. Moisha Habes Gazan Mahav Aleph. That's talking about because he himself stole it from the Gazan. Abu in Nothan Levamatana. But if the Gazan gave the gold watch to the second guy as a present, saying, "This is mine, here, take the watch." Lo Yodze Shuhu Gazan. And he doesn't know that it was stolen. Lo Boy in Hefsidzo to Vadai Potsam. Even if he ate the item that was given to him as a present, this is the cake. Yeah, the Gazan stole the cake and he gave it. So this is my cake. Here, have this cake for a present. He goes ahead and eats it. The halacha is that he doesn't have to pay. Only Yosef and Devos was all. It's like the case of the cow. Where the Yoshim walk in.
They see a cow in the field, in the garden, they say, oh, it must belong to our father. They go ahead and eat it. The halacha is they're not mazikin, because they have no reason to expect and believe that it may be somebody else's, and therefore they don't have to pay for damages, only for benefits. He also, this guy came in and said, it is a nice cake. And he said, yeah, Mr. Garson said, this is my cake, go ahead and eat it. You eat it, you don't have to pay for the nesivus. What's going on over him? What is going on over him? The nesivus is the opinion which hold up to now, that even if the owner tells you to go ahead and damage my item, you still have to pay. It ends up being a mistake, you still have to pay. A Kolchigan is somebody else. The Sivus himself said, Kolchigan, if he's not the owner, he tells you to damage it, then you have to pay. Here he's saying, the Gazan, who's not the owner, he said, go ahead and damage it, eat it, and you don't have to pay. It's the Stira and the Sivus. What's the answer to the Stira before we relate it back to all our cases?
In the first case, it's two people involved dealing with each other. They both have a certain level of responsibility to know what's going on. So the question is, what level do they have? In the second case, is an outside person comes into someone's house. He can't really be, he's not involved in the issue. It's normal for him to think it belongs to the person. He says, here, have it.
Okay, we heard. Anyone got anything else to add?
In the Chavadas, it's a normal action to eat a piece of cake.
Yeah. It's a normal thing to take a gold watch and give us a present. So go on if I want. It's mine. I'm telling you it's mine. I'm doing something normal with it.
How did it become mine? Because Ruben told me it's mine.
Yes.
But it's a bit strange how he's telling me that his watch is in my house is mine. Huh? Why are you telling me that it's mine? Of course it's mine. It's in my house. Everyone's forgetting it.
So what does that mean? You're getting now. You're adding on to Eric. What you're saying?
You need a higher degree of responsibility.
That's the words of Eric. But you're getting. You're adding. What, the case is actually different. The case is different. What's the case? How the case is different? You're adding something. What?
It's in his own house.
And what's happening in that? What's happening in that picture? What's the story that's going on in that in his own house? How did it result? What was the play? How did it play out? What
his
was the words?
Are changing the ownership.
What was the own? What was the words? What was the discussion going on over there in that house?
Ruben's watch.
So what did Ruben say? He said, "Well, I've got this gold watch. I can't exactly. Is this my watch, Shimon? Do you know if this is my watch?" Shimon says, "Yeah, for sure, this is your watch. Yes, for sure, your watch." That's the discussion that's going on in the case where the receiver says Ruben's responsible. In this case, the Ganav calls over to Ruben and says, "I'm inviting you around. Yeah, yeah, have some drink. Do you like this cake? Yeah, have this cake. Yeah, take the cake home. Yeah."
There was never a doubt.
Yeah, that's the difference in the story. That difference in the story makes a difference in the actual halal. Yeah. So I'm going to speak it out like you spoke it out, Eric, through the words of the Imre Yosha. And here, just in time to conclude. L'chayla! So said Divrei L'Masra Kosev B'Chevist Das. What the Nesivus says... What the Nesivus... No. Me'arik. Yeah. L'chayla says the Ibn Yosha, hey, the Nesivus has been so himself. One place he says he's chayv, the other place he says what? I don't know what's going on. What's going on over here with the Nesivus? Abba Yeshema, you know what? I got an answer. That there's no stira. The Sham Kivin should not know Kabera. The Stabu should Kabera. He walks into the house of the Gazan. The Gazan says, "This is my cake." Yeah, he's no reason to believe otherwise that it's not the Gazan's cake, and therefore he takes it and eats it, just like the Poro with the Yoshim. Have the onus Gomor. He's not responsible. The onus for eating that cake. Abahotha, but in the case of the gold watch, Harachayfen Seinus or Shimon? The gold watch, Shimon knows there's something wrong with this watch. He knows that maybe it's not his, maybe it is his. Rab Reuven Tzar, Reuven, he asked Reuven, Reuven made a mistake. No, she was like, it is yours. But Kobani, my Shimon sitting in lay, but Shimon would have thought about it a bit, instead of just relying on Reuben, thought about it. Are you there, Shaytah, gave it to know? He would have investigated it, thought about it. About he would have found out, and would have come to the conclusion that, no, this Lord Watch is not his. He already knew there's something wrong that's going on over here. Yeah, Governor loved onus to Ikri. He can't be called an onus in such a case. So what comes out in the Kalalim of the Nesiv is like this. That in fact, there is no machlokas between the Sma and the Nesivas at all. The Nesivas agrees to the Sma. You come to somebody's house, he says, this is mine. I'm giving you a present. This is mine. Buy it. Then the Sma and the Nesiva says, you're released. Well, even ends up not being yours. So despite the case of the foreign, you have no reason to believe that what the item in front of you is not the person's owner who's giving it to you. Well, but in the case of the gold watch, where Reuben says, look, I don't know what, I'm not sure this is my watch. It could be my watch. You, Shimon, what do you think about it? Shimon says, no, this is your watch. So Reuben over there knows there's a room for doubt that maybe it says it's not. Therefore, in his conclusion, he made a negligent conclusion in relying just on Shimon. He should have made further investigation. And therefore, in that case, only in that case, that's when the Nesiva says you're going to be negligent and have to pay for the damages based on not proper investigation when you know there's something to discuss over here.
But even in the other case, the Chavis Da'a says he's hired to pay Basar Bezol.
Yeah, that's Hanar. That's nothing to do with Mazik. Of course, you're getting Hanar. You ended up not having to buy food in the supermarket because you ate his food. And of course, you have to pay Basar Bezol. Like the Borikas. Yeah. So therefore, in conclusion, no Machlokas, the Klanim are like this. If you walk in, no reason to suspect that it should be anything different, that the guy in front of you is the owner, and he says, go ahead, take it, buy it, and use it. And you do it, then you're not fine. If you yourself know that there's room to suggest that there's not necessary in front of us, the real owner that's telling us that this is what's going on over here, therefore, and you make the wrong conclusion without the proper investigation, then you're going to be fired. Now let's relate it back to all three cases. And
all,
this is what
all three cases. They all seem like
cases now. Let's start with the meat. The delivery boy came.
Why should you expect?
Delivery boy is the same delivery boy of the guy who always comes, who's the wholesaler, and he says, this is your delivery of meat. Does that fit into the category that I need to investigate? Or need to investigate whether this is my meat or not my meat? What do you think in such a case?
It depends on what standard practices. Does the person...
He never, the last 5 years, he's never, that's how he does. You, I trust you.
Nobody checks away.
Nobody checks away.
Bonus.
Yeah. Is that standard in the industry, though?
Yeah, yes, it is standard.
If that's standard, then he shouldn't be liable.
On the small scale basis, that's standard. It's not on the big scale.
Well, we're not right.
Yeah. So therefore, that's like the case of the poro. That's like case of the guy saying, here, have a piece of cake. Therefore, you are not hired for paying that extra 10 kilo. Fine. Let's now go to the case of Yudit Shiputzim in the house. Yes? Let's go to the Shiputzim. The Kablan. Kablan is asked to... Kablan is saying, come ahead. Come and witness out. This is my moment. Witness out. I just bought it. Is he negligent in making such an assumption or not? Does he have to investigate?
No. What sort of kablan is it? Is he a legal kablan or illegal?
If it's illegal, kosher king is
off the hook. So the kablan's off the hook. Okay. Yeah. What about Reuven, who bought the apartments? Is he negligent in coming to the conclusion that this is his apartment?
Yes.
Why?
Because someone who buys an apartment and spends an enormous amount of money would be check a little bit what they're buying.
He asked the agent.
Asking the agent is not check. You're talking about an estate agent.
It doesn't work like that here. I'm not sure there was
when you bought your apartment, you didn't make treble sure that you were getting what you thought you were getting.
I asked my attorney to do a title search.
So that shows attorney's responsibility.
So what if my attorney was wrong? What if my attorney was wrong?
I certainly did. And when I found the numbers didn't match, I made inquiries because the numbers don't match. The numbers don't match.
The numbers,
but there are plenty of places in there still where there is no title search to do.
They don't match.
There's no taboo. Not everything.
There is.
The lock and shutter. There's a numbering system also.
Okay, I don't know about plenty of places. Here. I don't know about
so,
it.
Over here, Matsus is outnumbered because he's wrong.
Oh.
The person who said it is that the agent. Agent is not a shliach of the owner. Agent, by definition, he's looking after himself and is trying to get the best deal for himself. Not for the buyer, not for the seller, what's good for him. Hmm. He's not representing anybody besides himself. Hmm. And he comes along and says, this is the apartment. Yeah, this is the apartment which belongs to which you're going to buy. Yeah.
Well, he is representing the seller.
He's not representing the seller.
He is.
He's not even halachically
this shliach. This agent is shliach. That's what he is.
And it's a wrong translation of
that's
the
what he is.
It's a wrong translation.
If you look at the contract, you find he's signed.
No, he's out to do you in.
He doesn't matter. You know what it's like in America, but he's an estate agent for that estate.
You've forgotten all the cases we like with all the shatzonim and the agents over there. They're out for themselves.
No, real estate agent is not just
the shatzonim. They take from both sides.
Maybe out for themselves, but they do represent you.
No. And therefore, it's like the case that says, you know, is this my gold watch? Yeah, it's your gold watch. Okay, it's gold watch. Okay, let's break it. What do you mean? You didn't do a proper investigation? Look at the contract. Make sure. Get proper translation. You understand? If you get proper translation, find out if this is a real garment. He's definitely negligent. He's definitely negligent. If he's hired to pay, that's a different thing, because he didn't actually rip it out. He hired something to rip it out. Is it Shriach, Esha, Devarbeiro, Yeshik, Devarbeiro, and Sashik? Ah, it's a different notion. But in negligence, he's negligent. And if he himself damaged it based on that assumption, then for sure he's hired to pay for ripping out
everything. His contract that he bought is a contract from the apartment he didn't want.
Yeah, so then he's got another claim against the agent. Now, so we've got the case of the meat, he's off the hook. The case of the house, he's negligent, he's on the hook. Not the kavlan. Now, let's go to this case, the final case. The
locksmith.
What category does he fit into?
Negligent.
Is he the negligent category?
This guy is in the business of breaking into houses. There's a number of groups of people who are in the business of breaking into houses. Most of them are crooks. As a professional, he's got to make sure he's not dealing with
crooks. That's not what they do. You won't get all of the taboo every time.
Everybody crooks going to come along and ask you to break into a house. You're not going to be careful.
But the
police are going to be on your back.
He didn't show up with guys with masks on, with all these criminal objects. A woman with children in the rain.
It's his business to know about breaking into houses.
There are neighbors around, they would have objected.
It's like saying, I don't know if something's live or not live, because somebody told me it was
too much an unusual situation for to have to...
I'm very happy about this discussion, because this is how the Dionysus spoke at the time.
It's his business to know about breaking the houses and what's involved in it. That's his whole
business. He knows how to break the houses.
That's only one side of it to know.
And I'm willing to hear both sides, but Lemaisa, how is it? Majority of the Ayonim decided the way that he was speaking by Eric was correct, and therefore he is hired to pay for breaking the door. Next week, we'll discuss whether he's hired for $1 million.
No, you can't do that. But once again,
my kids are...